If you were here last Sunday for Sunday school, you recognize the event that we read about in Matthew 15 as the first part of last week's Sunday school lesson. Brother Leonard, when he was starting the lesson last week, said that in his whole life, he'd only heard two or three sermons from this passage of Scripture. Now, he's been coming to the church for about 14 years, and I know that I preached on this passage of Scripture 8 or 9 times. So I just wonder what he was doing the rest of the times that he was supposed to be listening. But last Sunday's Sunday school lesson was about persistence in prayer. And here's a lady, a Gentile. And by the way, Jesus, as it describes her in the first verse, had left the land of Israel, and he'd gone to her place, her neighborhood, her land. And I'm so glad, it's not part of my message, I just thought about it as I was driving to church this morning thinking about what I was going to preach. I'm so glad that we did not have to get to where Jesus was. I'm so glad that Jesus came to where we are. The Bible says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And I'm glad he came looking for us to save us. But here's a lady, a Gentile. She has a daughter that is possessed with a devil, grievously vexed, the Bible says, and she's asking Jesus for mercy to cast this devil out of her daughter. As Adam read, and as you follow along in your Bible, it said that Jesus ignored her. He didn't answer her at all. In fact, the disciples came to Jesus and said, would you just tell her to go away? She's just crying after us, and just send her away. But she persists. She doesn't go away. She keeps asking and crying out for help. And Jesus said, well, lady, I'm not sent to the except to the lost sheep of Israel. I'm not sent to you Gentiles. I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel, and I wasn't sent to you. But she still doesn't give up. She still persists, and she said, Lord, help me. Help me. And Jesus said, sort of insultingly, look, it's not meat or it's not good to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. It's not good to take what was meant for the children who sat at the table. It's not meant to take what they're to eat and give it to the dogs. And by the way, that's what most Jews, when they thought of Gentiles, what they thought of. They were half-breeds. They were dogs. But the woman wasn't put off by that insult. She wasn't discouraged by it. She said this, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. What she was saying was, Lord, you're right. I'm not a member of the house of Israel. I'm not a child of the chosen people. I don't deserve to sit at the table. I don't deserve to have a full helping. But I need just a crumb. I need just a small piece of your mercy. I need just a tiny portion of what you're giving to everybody else. I just need a little bit. Because this lady knew, and it was her faith that taught her this, that just a crumb from the master's table was what she needed. She knew that a crumb from the master's table would help her daughter. She knew that just a crumb from Jesus' table would be enough to heal her daughter and make her better. She says, if I can get just a crumb, I'll be a dog. If I can get just a crumb, I'll sit on the floor. If I can get just a crumb, I'll wait till one of the kids drop something off their plate. That's all I need is just a crumb. And Jesus said, oh, woman, great is your faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And the Bible says that her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This morning I want to preach a sermon I've entitled, Just a Crumb. Just a Crumb. You see, I'm a lot like that lady, and so are you. You may not realize it, but you and I can identify with the lady in this story, because all we need is just a crumb. Just a crumb. All we need, number one, is just a crumb of grace. I say like her, I don't deserve to sit at the table. I don't deserve a full helping of grace because I'm a sinner. When Jesus said it in the Bible, there's none righteous, no, not one, he was talking about me. When Jesus said in the Bible, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, he had me in mind when he said that. When Paul said in the book of Timothy, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, I can identify with the Apostle Paul. I can give him a run for his money. Because like I told my little boy in Sunday school class this morning, I know I'm a sinner because every day there are things that I do that I know I shouldn't and things I don't do that I know I should. I'm like that publican in the temple who wouldn't even raise his face toward heaven, that stood off in the corner somewhere and bowed his head and wouldn't even lift up his eyes. And he prayed, "Dear God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I know that I don't deserve anything but the punishment of sin. I know I don't deserve anything but spiritual death. I know that I don't deserve anything but to be separated from God forever and ever. Because all my righteousnesses, all the good things that I could point to that are in my life, I agree with the Bible when it says they are as filthy rags in the sight of God." And so I say, like this lady said, "Lord, I don't deserve anything, not one thing except for hell. But if I could I have just a crumb of your grace? Could I have just a little bit? Because you see, I know that just a crumb of God's grace will save the worst sinner. Just a crumb of God's grace will save the vilest offender. Just a crumb of God's grace will save the one that's sinking in sin." The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I'm glad that verse doesn't say how much grace that we need. I'm glad it doesn't say that you need a whole lot. I'm glad it doesn't say you need a whole helping full. I'm just glad it says, "For by grace are you saved." And if I can just get a little crumb off the table, I don't deserve even a crumb. But dear God, if I can just get a crumb of your grace, I know it will save me. It's all I need, just a crumb of grace. All I need, number two, is a crumb of strength. Again, I don't deserve to sit at the table. I don't deserve to have a full helping of your strength. I'm not a Joshua that has to lead your people and take a promised land. I'm not a Gideon that has to fight a battle where he's outmanned and he's outgunned. I'm not a Samson that needs a full helping of strength to judge your people. I'm not a David who needed a full helping of strength to hurl that stone and hit the giant right between the eyes and knock him down. I'm not even one of David's mighty men that had to do some great deed of war to be in that group. I just need a crumb of strength today. I just need a small piece, a tiny portion, a little bit. Just enough strength, Lord, to do what you want me to do today. Just enough strength to serve you today. I don't need tomorrow's strength. I don't need next week's strength. I just need a crumb to obey you today. In Isaiah chapter 40, the Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Just a crumb would be enough. In Philippians 4:13, the Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that's all we need. Just a crumb of grace. Just a crumb of strength. And Lord, all I need, number three, is just a crumb of hope. Just a crumb of hope. I don't deserve to sit at the table. I don't deserve a full helping of hope. I think about heaven. I think about the things that God has prepared for those that have received Jesus Christ as their Savior. And I'm just overwhelmed. Bible says, I have not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for those that love him. And when I think about him, and I've been thinking about heaven this week, I've just been overwhelmed with what God has prepared. And I've told the Lord this week, I don't deserve all that. I don't. But I'd like just a crumb. Just a crumb. I don't deserve a mansion in heaven. If I could just get a little shack or a tent or just a little spot underneath a tree somewhere, I'd be okay with that. Just a crumb. I don't deserve to live on a street of gold. And I don't know if there's any unpaved roads in heaven with potholes, but if there is, Lord, that'd be okay with me, because I don't deserve to live on a street of gold. I don't deserve to live by anybody important. I'm sure Moses and Elijah and David and the apostles, they're going to live in a good neighborhood. But if there is such a thing in heaven as the other side of the tracks, that'd be okay with me, Lord. Just a crumb. At dinner time, I don't deserve to be the first in line. And if when I get up to the table, all the fried chicken and the taters and the green beans and the corn are gone, that'd be okay. I told the Lord I'd sort of like to scrape the banana pudding bowl, if that would be possible. But you know what? If that's gone when I get there, that's okay. Just a crumb. Jesus, I don't deserve to be anywhere close to you. Just being in the same place that you are will be okay with me. I may never get to see you in heaven, but just knowing that you're there will make it heaven. I don't deserve anything else. And so, Lord, I just want a crumb, just a little portion, just a little bit. That's all I need. Jesus said in John chapter 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And Lord, I'm like this lady. I don't deserve to sit at the table. I don't deserve a full helping. But if I could just get a crumb of your grace, I know it would save me. If I could just get a crumb of your strength, I know I could do today what you want me to do. And if I could get a crumb of your hope, I know that that would give me enough to go on until you do call me to heaven. Now you listen to me. When I get to heaven, and when you get to heaven, we're not going to get our rewards based on what we deserve. Oh, the crowns we'll get based on the work we've done. But I'm talking about heaven itself. We're going to get to go into that gate and walk that street of gold, not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus did for us. And I'm going to have a mansion. and I'm going to live on a street of gold. And I'm going to enjoy the chicken and the potatoes and the beans and the banana pudding of heaven. Not because I deserve to be there, but because of what Jesus did for me on Calvary. And you have to say the same thing. You have to say the same thing. And you have to do what this lady did. You have to come with faith and ask for that crumb. You have to come and take the gift of salvation that Jesus purchased for every single human being, every single person. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on him. I am a child of God this morning. I will sit at the table. I will get a full portion. Again, not because of anything that I've done to deserve it, but because of what the Savior did for me on Calvary. And when I think about that, I am overwhelmed by his love. I am overwhelmed that God would do that for me. And I'll be honest with you this morning, I don't understand how any person, once they've seen a glimpse of what Jesus offers in salvation, can turn it away. I don't understand how they can walk away from it. We were visiting with Shorty and Pat this week, earlier in the week, and we were talking about something. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I thought about it last night as I was finishing up with my sermon. The closer I get to Jesus, and the more of his glory I see, the more I know a sinner I was when he saved me. And he'll save you. He'll save you. He'll make you a child of God this morning and give you a place at the table and a full helping of everything that he has for us. If you'll come with faith and take it. If you'll come with faith and take it. Would you do that this morning if you're here and you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior? I know this has not been a deep message. I know. Your preacher don't preach many deep messages. But he tries to remind you how much God loves you and how that love took shape and form on Calvary's cross and how his son died in your place. If you're here this morning and you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, would you do it this morning? Would you? Would you put aside everything that's kept you back from doing it? And would you just say, dear Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Would you be my Savior? And he will. He'll answer that prayer. If you're a Christian and you've sort of forgotten how good God is, and you've sort of forgotten how good salvation is, why don't you remember this morning how much God loved you to send his only son to die in your place. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this reminder. I pray we never get over our salvation. I pray we never get over what you did for us on Calvary. I know we don't deserve anything. We'd be satisfied with just a crumb. I know, Father, that when we come to Christ, you're going to give us a place, to sit, place to eat, full helping of what you have to offer. I pray this morning that not one person in this room will miss it. I pray this morning that every single person before they leave this place will know for sure that Jesus is their Savior and will love their Heavenly Father. So speak to us, Holy Spirit. Show us what we need to do. Speak especially to those that have never received Jesus. Help them to understand they're a sinner, and the penalty for that sin is separation from you. But Christ paid that penalty when he died on Calvary's cross. And if they just come this morning, right where they are, if they just come to you and ask you, you'll save them. I pray, Father, if they do that, in just a second, they'll walk the aisle and share that decision with us so that we can rejoice with them. So, Holy Spirit, speak to us. Work in our heart. help us to be obedient. And we'll give Jesus all the glory. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.